The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And joining us on the phone is Jay Moore, the Vice President of Marketing for Luxie. And what Luxie is, and especially if you're watching on Justin TV right now, it is a Bluetooth headset for your cell phone, and it works as a Bluetooth headset, works very, very well, but it also includes a camcorder inside. And one of the cool things about it, if you're watching on Justin right now, is that it will send a picture to your smartphone, and there's all kinds of interesting capabilities. And I wanted to get Jay on the show to talk about the Luxie. And by way of editorial comment here, Luxie is not an advertiser for WhatReallyHappened.com or Republic Broadcasting, although they're certainly welcome to be. It's just, this is such a cool gadget I wanted to share with everybody. In a couple of contexts, with the upcoming anniversary of Occupy America and various other situations where protesters and whatnot are confronted by the police and wish to deter the violation of civil rights, it's very, very useful. But before we get to that, I just wanted to talk about, first of all, had a chance to experiment with quite a few of these hidden camera systems, sunglasses, and pens, and the Luxie by far has the best image quality. It's a nice wide field of view. You're not always worried about whether it's aimed correctly or not. And, of course, because it's broadcasting to your smartphone, you have an immediate image of what the camera is seeing and recording. The actual recording inside the Luxie is considerably sharper and clearer than what's on the smartphone, but you can aim it. And I've done things with it, like tape it to a yardstick and look up over the shelves in the kitchen to see if there are bugs up there and stuff like that. It's amazing what you can think of when you have this little tiny camera that broadcasts to your smartphone and where you can put it. Hopefully not all the applications are nefarious. But, Jay, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
It's my pleasure. We're excited to talk about the possibilities of being able to share video with friends, family, or the broader world at large.
Well, that's one of the neatest things about this, is because as it is currently configured, you can be wearing this Luxie. It broadcasts to your cell phone, your smartphone. Your smartphone can go out over the net to your friends and family and show them in real time, you know, what you're doing, where you're going. You're in the hospital. The baby's being born. Huzzah, huzzah, and all the rest of it. So there's a high degree of just plain fun with this gadget, and I really do like it for that.
I think that's fabulous. I mean, Luxie was developed by our CEO primarily because he's a busy guy, and he was missing some of his children's performances at school. And he wasn't able to enjoy it in real time, and by the time his family would get back from, you know, 'cause he was working so hard, and by the time his family would get back from the events, they had already moved past the event, and the conversation around the event was gone, and so he was an outsider to his family. And so he developed the product so that while his wife or other family member was at the event, he could participate. And not only is it viewing it, but because this is a Bluetooth headset, he was also able to talk to his wife about the cuteness of his children on stage. And it's an essential feature because a lot of the other kind of wearable video cameras out there, number one, they don't really broadcast live. But there's also, they don't have that communication aspect. So even though you're not there, you can still talk about it with someone. And we find that personal connection really changes the nature of kind of remotely viewing. You're actually remotely interacting.
Yeah, it is. It does give an immediacy to whatever is being shared, and that is definitely something that is very important. We have to take a break for commercials here right now for a few minutes. When we come back, I want to get into some more depths about how the device works, how it's used, and various other aspects like that. So stay with us. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, welcome back to the show. We're talking with Jay Moore, the Vice President of Marketing for the Luxee Company. And the Luxee, of course, is this Bluetooth headset that you wear. And because it is a Bluetooth headset and works as a normal Bluetooth headset, you always have it with you in order to take pictures. There's a second button. If you see something in front of you, just hit the button. You don't have to whip out your cell phone or your camera. And so it's always there and always present. I have one word of caution for people who are going to buy this thing, and that is there is so much technology packed into this little tiny case. It is a little delicate, and you need to understand that you have to treat it a little more gently than a regular Bluetooth headset. As long as you remember that, though, you're going to have a really good time with it. My wife and I, of course, were in Cincinnati, Ohio for the World Choir Games a while back. I wore this on the entire trip all over the place, didn't have any problems. Most people didn't realize it was a camcorder. Sometimes that little flashing red light will give it away. But it is wonderful fun to document what you're doing and seeing who you're talking to. And again, because you've got this little camera that can broadcast just to your smartphone, there are all kinds of applications. If you're working as a plumber, you can look underneath the pipes and sink without having to bend over. You can peek inside places you normally can't get and look for things that might be going wrong. I can just think of all kinds of applications for this thing that it's going to make life easier for a lot of people who need to peek into tight places. But getting on beyond that, and by the way, I'm going to admit I don't know Luxee's full capabilities. When I plugged it into the computer, it's nagging me about a firmware update, so there may be some new things I don't know about. Jay, will rely on you to tell me that. But the real reason I wanted you on the show to talk about the Luxy is far more serious than the applications I've mentioned up to now. We are in a time of social unrest in this country, and we know that we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy America movement, which is this attempt to peacefully stand up as a nation of people and say we are going in the wrong direction. We are seeing more and more cases where police are abandoning the principles of the Bill of Rights. We're seeing cases of police abuse. There was apparently a policeman the other day who pulled over a woman and demanded to see her breasts there at the side of the street. And when we get into these situations where the police are firing tear gas and harassing people, certainly down here in Honolulu, a police officer assaulted a peaceful Occupy protester. The good news is they've charged the police officer. But the best way to prevent these protests from turning into violent riots, and we know there are agent provocateurs who seek to do that to discredit the Occupy movement, the best way is for everybody in the crowd to have as many cameras and camcorders as they possibly can. And if those camcorders are difficult to see, if the police know there are cameras out there they cannot readily identify as cameras, it acts as a deterrent against the violations of civil rights, against police brutality, against violence of any kind, because even the agent provocateurs, the thing they fear most is that somebody will get them on camera and identify them who they really are. That happened up in Canada, where agents of the police were dressing up in black and trying to cause violence to justify a response. They were photographed, they were videoed, they were identified as members of the police force, and that sort of brought the whole thing to a halt. So one of the reasons I talk about this kind of technology so much is in order to keep the coming protests as peaceful as possible. Peace works for our advantage. Violence works towards the government's advantage. The side that resorts to violence first will lose in the court of world opinion. So, Jay, I realize this is probably outside the scope of the original intention and design of the product, but how many of your customers do you think are getting into using the Luxy technology for reasons of deterring this kind of violence during these protests?
I don't have that kind of information. I can tell you that part of what you're talking about is an unobtrusive design, so that the experience of the broadcaster is they're more integrated with the experience. And our product was designed, as you mentioned before, it's small and very light, and you wear it over your ear, so it looks like a regular Bluetooth device.
And it is very comfortable.
And you don't have to pull out a phone and hold it in front of your face and divorce yourself from the experience, and you can still be sharing it. The beauty of the sharing, of course, is it's not just on the device. Many cameras can record, and you can have it in your pocket or wherever. But ours is special in that it allows you to broadcast over the Internet to be shared to a broader audience. And I think that one of the things you were suggesting is that the unobtrusive nature and the ability to share the video to a large segment of viewers is very easy with Luxy. You don't need to have any special equipment. It's relatively inexpensive. Very benign in its appearance, and you could use it for any number of the uses that you were mentioning with ease. Our purpose is to make it easy for people to share what they're seeing.
It does that very, very well. I had a question from the chat room. How long is the battery life on a charge? And I have to admit, I don't know. I've never had it run down on me. I'm pretty good about keeping things charged, but I've never had it run down. So what is the battery life on the actual Luxy camcorder?
Anywhere from 4 to 6 hours.
That's a video, not just as a Bluetooth headset.
Correct. Okay. And we do have a 5-hour video capture version and a 10-hour video capture version. But the battery itself, if you're using it continuously, it's roughly, 4 to 6 hours, depending on the nature of the wireless signal. If it's further away, the battery runs down a little bit more because the radio on the device is having to work harder.
Okay, so it is adjusting its transmitter power. That's very, very clever that that does it. You've obviously thought this thing all the way through, and again, I just think it's fun. It's a lot of cool. I do have one request for a future enhancement, and that is the ability to disable that red light on the front during record, because that will call attention to itself. And the people who did pick up on the fact that this is a camcorder did when I was recording them, and the red light was out there. And I now getting past that though,
is, by the way, that is, if I may interrupt,
yeah.
That's easily solvable. A Sharpie will take care of that.
Okay. Low-tech rules. I wanted to talk to you about your opinion. As you're probably already aware, there's been this ongoing legal battle over the right of the American people to take pictures and video of the police in public places. There have been some very interesting test cases where the police have taken protesters who were videotaping the police committing acts of violence against protesters, and they try and charge them under various wiretapping laws. We have had numerous court decisions coming down and saying, no, if you're in a public place, you have no expectation of privacy as a police officer. And the First Amendment protects citizens for taking video of people in public places. And so I imagine probably there have been quite a few discussions within your company about the legal ramifications of using the Luxi in various contexts. And I have a feeling that we're going to see this continue to go through the courts. We've got one journalist is looking at 21 years in prison for recording the police. Other courts in other states are saying you can't do it. And they're ordering the police not to touch or confiscate cameras, although we have seen cameras, big cameras, single lens reflex cameras being confiscated and in some cases smashed during some of these altercations between the police and peaceful protesters. So what advice would you have for people who are looking at getting a Luxi with regard to not wanting to violate the laws?
Well, you know, we try very hard as a company to keep our political opinions personal. I can tell you that we believe that our product is usable in legal ways, and that video is a very strong methodology to express oneself.
It very much is, and obviously the common sense reply to that question, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, the common sense reply to the question is going to be check with your local state laws and just keep an eye out for what the state governments are saying. But the trend
Absolutely.
Right now in the court decisions that we're seeing is that the police cannot stop you from taking video or photographs of the police while they're out in public, ostensibly working on the taxpayer's dollar. And so that's kind of a common sense thing here. All right, Jay, before I let you go, first of all, I'd like your company's website for our listeners and any future developments that are coming down the road.
Sure. It's www.luxie.com. And you can find where to buy it, get product information. We also have a mobile app that you can get on the Android Play Store or at the Apple App Store, and you can watch other people's videos there too. We have a public channel so that, you know, as users broadcast, other people can see it. You don't just have to send it privately to friends and family. It can go out to the world.
You know, I think the next step is, you know, YouTube will record directly from your computer's webcam. I think YouTube and Luxi need to get together so you can go from your Luxi right up to a YouTube posting just directly.
You already
I think
can.
That would be so cool. Already can?
You already
well,
can.
Say, I told you, I didn't have the updated software yet.
As well
I'm
as,
behind
as well
the curve
as
again.
Facebook.
As well as the Facebook. All right, well, listen, Jay, thanks an awful lot. We're coming up on a commercial break. I'm going to let you go here because I know you've got a lot of stuff to do. But, again, I'm having so much fun with this thing. I'm not doing anything naughty or dirty or anything with it, but it's just fun. I like to look around behind the books on the bookcase and see what's going on in there and watch the bugs do their thing. All right, thanks an awful lot, Jay. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more news after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The hackers, from those lovable people who brought you Stuxnet and Flame and Dooku and all the rest of that, there's a new viral threat going around the web, and it's already been attempted on me a couple of times. It's called the Revitin malware, and when it shows up on your machine, when you're infected, it presents itself as a message from the FBI saying that you have committed a violation of federal law, and your machine is locked up until you are willing to pay a fine using a prepaid money card service. Now, this is not from the FBI, and it is simply an extortion racket. And so please, the rule of thumb, do not click on any links you do not know. Do not open any emails from people that you don't know. And make sure that you're... computer security is up to date on this situation. There are already numerous links on how to detect and remove Revitin. Of course, if your machine is locked up, you're already past that point. So, again, it underscores the fact that the U.S. government really is not in control of the Internet. Because if they can't deal with all of these hackers, if they can't shut down all the Viagra ads and all of the Revitin and the rest of that stuff, then they don't have a chance against a real terrorist backed by a real nation state. Every one of these computer hacks reminds us that the U.S. government can't deal with a real crisis. All they can do is shout fake crisis, Al-Qaeda, global warming, and then charge us a fee to save us from this imaginary nemesis. But real problems like the Gulf oil disaster, Fukushima radiation, Rebitin, they can't do a thing about it except shout, you know, it's out there, be careful. We already knew that. We know there are bad people out there on the internet. They almost melted down Iran's nuclear power station. They may have melted down Fukushima. We still don't know. Anyway, so moving right along on other things here, let's see. Speaking of computer security, one of the search engines that we tend to use around here is called StartPage. And one of the reasons we do is they do not collect information from people who are using their service in order to sell to marketers the way various other search engines will. And apparently StartPage privacy has gone up a notch. They don't even detect what browser you're using. It's a very vanilla generic page that will work in all browsers. They don't have a switch in there saying, if this browser do this, if that browser do that. Apparently, in contrast, Google has had to pay a fine for violation of users' privacies because they broke through the privacy on the Safari browser to get information about Mac users using the Safari browser to access Google. So remember, all these companies out there that are giving you something for free, none of it's for free. They all got to pay bills. And if you are not paying for the product that you are accessing online, then you are the product. They're collecting you together, they're harvesting information from you, and they are selling it. Otherwise, the advertising supports what's going on, which is what we do at whatreallyhappened.com and Republic Broadcasting. We're not harvesting data. We know you're all out there just as broke as we are, so what's the point? All righty, let's see. Getting back to the health information. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And yet another study has come out that the benefit of statins are exaggerated, and statins may not be the best way to prevent heart disease. And again, it's another research where they're, first of all, they're coming and finding out that cholesterol is not causing the heart disease. Cholesterol is a symptom of it. And if you're treating the symptoms, you're not treating the actual disease. And they're beginning to understand that arterial plaque is the arteries attempting to protect themselves from toxins in the bloodstream, like, well, for example, peanut oil. And it would be nice to slowly dissolve the arterial plaque so it goes away and goes into solution. But the problem with most of these drugs that dissolve arterial plaque is they're making it break off in large chunks, and those large chunks get stuck in little tiny arteries inside the heart and inside the brain, and may be causing more strokes and heart attacks than would otherwise have been the case. Now, over in Colorado, there's been an alarming development. There were these 50 cattle who died on a Logan County ranch, and they have confirmed at least one of the dead cattle had anthrax. And this is a bit of a shock because this is the first anthrax case in Colorado in 31 years. Now, they quarantined the ranch. They're assuring us that cattle that were potentially infected never left the ranch. They're not in the food chain, the usual yada yada, nothing to pay attention to here. Citizen, move along. I'm wondering if Dr. Philip Zack has been hanging around Colorado lately. Last I heard, he was up there at the Dugway Proving Ground. All righty, so the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, Scott Olson, who was the protester who was shot in the head with a tear gas canister during one of the Occupy demonstrations last year, is up there saying that Occupy Wall Street must force changes. I agree with him up to a point. We'll talk about it when we come back from these commercials.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about coming up on the one-year anniversary of the Occupy movement. And they're still out there. The media is trying to pretend that they aren't, but they are. So Scott Olson is out there, and he's saying, Occupy Wall Street must force changes. And obviously, we all agree with that. We know this government has been hijacked by special interests from Wall Street to the Federal Reserve to the military-industrial complex to the security-industrial complex, and behind all of that, Israel, which is subverting all the governments that it can around the world to bring about the New World Order. But I question the use of the word force. I would prefer maybe convince or something like that. Because as we have seen from all these stories about tanks on trains running through Burbank, this new $500 million security blimp that the Army is putting up to spy on us, all the little drones and all this other stuff that is going on here, the U.S. government is absolutely terrified that the American people are getting ready to reclaim their freedom to say no. And the U.S. government is preparing for an armed revolution in this country. They're not prepared for, they're unable to deal with a revolution that is virtual. If they can't deal with all these viruses, they certainly can't deal with a popular uprising taking place entirely in cyberspace. And as I've said many, many times before, what will bring down this corrupted government and a corrupted banking system is when all the foreign investors who have parked trillions and trillions of dollars in the U.S. banking system get the message that the American people not only will not, we cannot make good on any more losses. And the American people not only will not, they cannot make good on all the treasury notes that have been issued. There simply aren't enough of us slaves to make good on all the money the U.S. federal government has borrowed. And when that message gets out there, the foreign investment will be pulled, the American banks will be insolvent overnight, and they'll be gone. And the federal government will come crashing down with it. The only thing that will fend that off is if there is a violent uprising in the United States of America that the U.S. government can use to establish military law and suspend the Bill of Rights so that we can't say no any longer. The U.S. government is obviously preparing for a violent revolution. My concern, obviously, and your concern should be, are they going to try and create the illusion of one to justify that crackdown? So we need to be very careful about agent provocateurs. We need to be very careful about that smelly kid with the dynamite because he works for the FBI. And we need to remember, Gandhi drove the British occupying government out of India through nonviolent means. And we, the American people, can drive the Israeli occupying government out of the United States exactly the same way. Now, we're getting word about yet another virus hard on the heels of this one that is locking up your machine and claiming to be from the FBI. Apparently, Kaspersky Labs in Russia, and by the way, I am very impressed with Kaspersky and their security products. They found yet another variant of these viruses that have been used to attack Iran and run around the world stealing information. This is a new cousin to Flame and Stuxnet and Dooku. This one is called Gauss, and it is apparently targeting Lebanese banks. It has infected 2,500 machines, most of them in Lebanon, and it appears to be stealing login credentials in order to allow the remote accessing of banks and bank accounts from somebody who just thinks the Lebanese people ought not to be allowed to have a lot of money. Now, who would do a thing like that? So this is either an attack on Lebanon ahead of an invasion, or these hired programmers that created these cyber weapons of war decided to capitalize on it and pad their Christmas shopping budget this year by looting the Lebanese bank accounts. But the fact that it's targeted on Lebanon, again, strongly suggests that this is backed by a nation state as an act of war. So we need to keep an eye on that one here. Let's see. Now, somebody posted, one of the members posted this story. This is in response to all the talk about the vaccines and thimerosal and autism. And remember, the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Act, included a rider in it that indemnified vaccine manufacturers from any kind of lawsuit civil damages under the theory that vaccine makers are an essential part of national security against a potential biological attack. And, of course, this rider went in there just at the moment when significant laboratory evidence had accumulated that the thimerosal preservative slash adjuvant inside these vaccines was the cause of autism. And people were getting ready to file the lawsuits, and more money was pouring into research along these lines. And, of course, once the government said you can't sue them, everybody stopped investigating. There wasn't any point for it. We weren't going to be able to do anything about the problem here. Well, now there's a new research, and it's out on PubMed.gov. That's PubMed.gov. And basically, these researchers are saying that they started out highly skeptical that the concentrations of thimerosal in vaccines would affect the incidence rate of neurodevelopmental disorders. I can't even talk today. Neurodevelopmental disorders following childhood immunizations. Instead of trying to look for a direct chemical link, they did an epidemiological study in which they looked at tens of millions of doses of vaccines and looked at the incidence for autism occurring in these people. And they found, yeah, there's a correlation. As these vaccines are increasing in use, so are the rates of autism. So it's yet another proof here. And again, it's big business. It's big money. They're willing to toxify your children and create. They're damaging your bodies and then they'll sell you the cure for it, like this one with the peanut oil. And it's just absolutely absurd. It is right out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. We don't want strong and healthy and vital and intelligent people. They're too difficult to control. So let us mutate them. Let's toxify them. Let's make them weak and docile and lower their IQ so that they will bow and scrape before the culturally superior ones. Now, the United States government fiscal gap grew by $11 trillion last year. That's the value difference between projected future spending and revenues. In other words, everything they're doing to supposedly bring the debt under control has failed miserably. The country is going deeper into debt constantly. Trillions for Wall Street, billions for war, billions for Israel, and on and on and on and on. Neither the Republicans nor the Democrats have a solution, because neither the Republicans or the Democrats are willing to acknowledge the cause for all the debt. We are slave to a private central bank that loans all the public currency at interest, a mechanism by which debt will always grow faster than the available money supply. It cannot be otherwise. It is that simple. It is that blatant. All the money in circulation in the United States of America was loaned by that private central bank. It will flow around the economy. It's in your paycheck. It's the money you give to the supermarket. It's the money you pay on your mortgage, on your car, but it all starts as a loan at interest from the private central bank. That simple mechanism is a mechanism of enslavement. It's how the Bank of England enslaved England and the British Empire. It's why we fought a revolution to be free of exactly that kind of banking, only to have the Congress and the President of 1913 sell us back into the same slavery all over again. And with the exception of Ron Paul and a precious handful of others, nobody in the government of the United States of America or even that of the European Union is willing to stand up and admit this is the cause of all the debt. The banking systems by design create more debt than money. It will never operate any other way. The only solution is to declare these private central banks illegal. I think that is already the case in the United States of America. It has always been the case. It should have taken a constitutional amendment to transfer the government's money creation authority over to a private central bank. That is granted by the Constitution, and you cannot change the Constitution with a single bill through Congress. It must be by amendment. So the reality is, and again, nobody in the government will admit to this. They don't have the gonadal tissue to do it. The Federal Reserve was illegal right from the beginning. It should be shut down. And we simply say the debt doesn't exist. It was never legal in the first place. Now, Japan's biggest bank, Nomura, has issued an 11-page study evaluating the likelihood that Great Britain will leave the European Union entirely or partly, and they are getting ready to prepare for that. So now we're talking about Great Britain leaving the European Union. It's all coming apart. We're hearing stories coming over there that the European banking system is fragmenting. And they're trying to keep the illusion of unity. And certainly the U.S. government and the corporate media are going to try and keep the illusion that everything's all fine over there in Europe. Because when Europe comes apart, all those holders of credit default swaps sold against Europe's debt by Wall Street will come due. And Wall Street does not even begin to have the cash reserves to pay this all off. What are they going to do? They're going to come to you, the American people, and say, you will pay this all off, even if it takes you 20 generations to do. And they'll do it as long as you let them. Meanwhile, over in Syria, probably in response to the Russian warships at Tartus, Britain and France are sending their warships to the Eastern Mediterranean. It's a joint task group from the British side will include helicopter Illustrious, a large amphibious assault ship Bulwark with 400 Marines on board, because the Russians only sent 300, as well as a destroyer, frigate, and submarine. France will be represented by a compound aircraft carrier as part of a group around the carrier, Charles de Gaulle, and various auxiliary ships. So they were sending full battle groups off the coast of Syria to force balance those sent by Russia. All it's going to take is one reckless action by one panicked conscript, and the shooting will be on. And, of course, that is what the U.S. wants, because every time the U.S. gets into these financial messes, they get into a world war to distract everybody from it. I'm not the only person who said it. Gerald Salandi was saying exactly the same thing in one of his articles yesterday. The U.S. gets into these messes, they get into a war to distract everybody and try and get out. Murder the people they owe money to, or find another country and conquer it, take their wealth to pay off the bankers. That's what's going on here. That's the reason for all of a sudden this tough talk against China. The U.S. wants a war with China. They don't care how many of your children have to die in it. But they want to declare war on China, which loaned all this money to the U.S. government and the U.S. economy, because then they don't have to pay it back. Cheaper to kill a couple of million American kids in a war than to actually pay back all that money. That's what's going on there. Apparently, the U.S. Army Military Police Training Manual are instructions on how the U.S. Army is to put down domestic insurrection. This is a violation of posse comitatus, of course, but they're already giving out the instructions on how to go out and violate the constitutional rights of the American people. TSA continues to operate in blatant violation of the law, U.S. District Court rules. As you're probably aware, the Transportation Security Administration was given a court order to explain why they're continuing practices against tourists that the courts had said must stop. Needed an explanation in order to proceed. The TSA is just saying, eh, court smart. We're going to do what we're going to do because we're above the law. And it shows just how totally the federal Leviathan persists in violating the law. Now, I got a bit of a snarky email from a listener who was offended over my comment about shows about ancient aliens passing for science and history on the so-called science and history channels. And obviously, the first point here is ancient aliens are pure speculation. And there's no substantial proof that there has been any kind of a visitation to this planet. So if you want to put it on the sci-fi channel, go ahead. But this is not science and it's not history, because science and history depend on reproducible results. Not one oddball thing you found that you say, I think this means we were visited and therefore that's what happened. That's not science. That's religion. Science is you have found multiple instances of the same evidence. It's reproducible. Anybody else can go out and find the same evidence. That's what makes it science. Like the KT boundary. Anybody can walk out to the boundary between the Cretaceous and the Tertiary rocks, and you can find the iridium in there that proves an asteroid hit the Earth. That's reproducibility. That's science. One guy has an artifact, and he says, this proves space aliens were landed here, but nobody else can find the same thing. That's not reproducibility. Second of all, if ancient astronauts had arrived on planet Earth, they'd probably have treated the human race pretty much the same way Columbus treated the North American Native Americans. Okay, it costs a lot to travel between the worlds, even if you have warp drive, which is science fiction, but so far nobody can figure out a way it could actually work. The speed of light may be an impenetrable barrier, at least for solid objects like spaceships. For certain particles, no. For spaceships, yes. But even so, it's still going to cost a lot in terms of energy to make the leap between worlds. So, you know, I understand Stephen Hawking is saying we shouldn't be broadcasting signals. We might attract unfriendly attention. With all due respect for Stephen Hawking and his monumental amounts of work, I think in this case he's a little off. Why would space aliens come here? It's probably going to be very uncomfortable for them. I know science fiction says, oh, they want to come here because it's a comfortable planet with lots of water and they want to take it over from us to live on. Well, we're comfortable on planet Earth because we evolved here. Life that may have evolved on Mars is comfortable on Mars because it evolved there. Any life that might potentially be on Titan is comfortable on Titan because it evolved there. There is absolutely no reason to expect that intelligent aliens arriving in our solar system is going to look on Earth as any more or less friendly or habitable than any other world. So, on that grounds alone, no reason for them to show up here. And if they did, what do we have that is worth the cost of coming here? Okay? When you are driving down the road in your car, do you stop and examine every single anthill that you drive by? Of course you don't. An advanced alien civilization capable of interstellar travel is probably going to whiz by the earth, look down and say, oh, my goodness, aren't they primitive? They're still killing each other off. We're not going to go down there. It's not worth our time. There's nothing of interest. They have nothing to contribute to our culture and our society and our technology. Ignore them. There is way too much pseudoscience being hawked by sensationalist cable TV in an effort to bolster their audience. And I'm afraid to say it, but the science channels, Discovery, History Channel, Animal Planet, have deteriorated down to the level of those supermarket tabloids in their attempts to hold on to audience. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. We've got a couple of stories to go out on. First of all, as you're probably aware, Monsanto is the biggest promoter of genetically modified food, crops, soy, corn, all that stuff. It turns out that at Monsanto's pharmaceutical factory at High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, their cafeteria bans all genetically modified content. So Monsanto is out there selling all of these genetically modified crops to farmers, to food companies, to put in your food. They have lobbied successfully for a ban on GMO labeling in the United States of America. But in their own internal staff cafeterias, no, 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 no. We are not going to have that genetically modified stuff fed to our own employees. I think that's very alarming, to say the least here. Now, final story. This is kind of personal, but it relates to the United States Post Office, which, as you're probably aware, went into default on payments for their pension plan and is probably going to default again in September. And if you want to know why people are turning away from the post office, it's not just email, it's the poor service of the post office. We just had a new neighbor move into the unit that was vacated by this whole drug arrest thing a couple of months ago. And we found out, much to our dismay, that our postal carrier has been putting some of our mail into the neighbor's mailbox. And because there was nobody there checking the mail, it went for a long time. We almost lost our health insurance. Because this postal bozo, and this has happened many, many times before, and we've complained to him and say, please be more aware, and he goes, yeah, 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 and he goes back to his iPod. So we're going down, after the show today, we're going down to the post office, and we're going to talk to the postmaster, and we're going to say, this is a major problem. It's been going on. It is harming us. And I'm going to tell him, I just made this story famous on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because the post office wants another rate increase. The rates keep going up, and we're not going to go along with that if we can't guarantee that the mail gets from point A to point B. Those little extra papers they give you to fill out, certified this delivery confirmation. That delivery confirmation paper is an admission in ink and paper that the post office doesn't really guarantee that your mail is going to arrive where it's supposed to arrive. So it's a little reminder about life under fascism. The trains don't run on time. The mail doesn't get delivered. The water isn't always on. The electricity is jumping up and down in voltage. And there's another symptom that the United States of America is very much a nation in decline. So just something to keep in mind there. All righty, well, we're coming down to the end of the show. We're going to be back here tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And obviously we need to be very concerned as we watch the Olympics going on, and not just the Olympics. There is so much buildup for war with Iran. Obviously, somebody somewhere is going to have to do something to kick it off. They're going to have to find some way to enrage us and anger us against Iran. They got to find some way to convince us Iran really does have nuclear weapons, that the government was right and we, the American people, were wrong. And so somewhere out there, there's still the possibility of a really big bang, either in England or in America's heartland. We need to keep an eye out for that. So please be skeptical, be angry, support Republic Broadcasting. They need your help, and aloha, America.
Are you